Good afternoon. Good evening. Good morning. Whatever time of the day it is, hello. Welcome to worship, and welcome to the start of these Holy Week services. I'm just waiting for that to move on. Tonight's reading, I really want to try and do one or two of the intimations, but I'm just needing to wait until welcome to Holy Week. This is Livingston Parish Church. It is Monday the 15th of April. It takes a while. I'll try and remember them then. As we go through, there's tea and coffee after the service. Just come through to the hall. Good time just to share together. The Easter services are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, here, 7 o'clock. Monday, Thursday is the communion. Thursday communion, where we share together. At 12:15 on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday is the Easter conference at the High Kirk Halls. And that's a speaker followed by lunch. On Friday evening, Good Friday, 7:30 at the High Kirk. And I think Roger Welsh, I think, is the name of the speaker. It's all right, you're okay, I'm thinking. Yeah, Saturday the 20th, instead of being at the High Kirk Manse, it's the High Kirk Halls. It's the Hope Choir with the speaker as well, so that's at the High Kirk Halls. And then in the morning, Easter morning, 7 o'clock at Stevenson Point, a breakfast here about 8 o'clock, and then a shared worship here at 10:30. And tomorrow afternoon, the Guild have their daffodil tea at 1:30. And then our usual just reminders. There is one I want to get to, but the Church Magazine, deadline 28th of April, and material to the email address there or to Alan Kerr. I was looking for that big red one. It's fine. Dorothy, just leave it, it's fine. Just, I really need to start with every service is just a reminder of fire safety drills. It's becoming more and more apparent this has to happen. So, in the event of a fire, and there's not a fire alarm planned for just now, in the event of there being an evacuation to leave by the closest doors, and generally it'll be out that way, and to meet, I think the meeting point is at the school car park, up at the school car park. So just to go over that. Let's pray. Most powerful Holy Spirit, come down upon us and subdue us. From heaven, where the ordinary is made glorious and glory seems but ordinary, bathe us with the brilliance of your light like dew. Amen. And our call to worship is a video with a song, Thank You for the Cross.
Forgive it today. Sing. Worthy is.
Worthy is.
is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Amen. Let's rise if we can to sing together, Be Still for the Presence of the Lord. Let's join together in prayer. Let's pray. Loving God, we look back to Jesus in the wilderness, faced with that temptation of compromise, forced to choose between the easy and the demanding path, the way of the world or the way of costly sacrifice. Father, we pray that you would speak through the example Christ has given, that you would help us to listen. Mighty God, we remember Jesus today in Jerusalem, the shouts of the crowd still ringing in his ears, their welcome still fresh in his memory, and once more faced with the temptation to compromise, forced to choose between the easy and the demanding path. And we remember how he chose the costly way, the way of suffering, humiliation, and death. Loving God, forgive us that we lack that same courage, the same faith, the same commitment, the same love. But speak to us through the example that Christ has given. Forgive us that so often we choose the easy option, conforming to this world's expectations rather than risk rejection or confrontation. more concerned with present happiness and earthly success than the things which bring eternal fulfillment. Loving God, we thank you that through the love of Christ, we are assured of your mercy, accepted as we are with all our faults and failings, and daily renewed by Christ's Spirit. Inspire us then by his example to serve you more faithfully and to love you more deeply, even as you have loved us. Father, hear us now as we pray together, using the words that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. We come to our scripture reading from Romans chapter 5. Dorothy, I'm going to read it twice. Listen, each one, for the word of God. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You see, just at the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. I'm going to read this through again, and just to take the time to listen again, to hear what it is that God's saying to you in this reading. It might be a word, it might be a phrase, but it's just an opportunity to dwell in the word and to see what it is that God's speaking to you about. So listen again for the word. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Amen, and may God add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. As we sit and think about that, let's just stay seated. This is a new hymn, so just stay seated, and it's an opportunity to sing along.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, 'cause it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. 'Cause it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. This song was written by Matt Redman, and written at a time when he realised that there was too much going into what the songs were, that the worship was suddenly becoming about the songs. And they went through a time where all that stopped, and this song then is a way back into writing worship, when the music fades. And what Matt was actually conscious of is the fact that they were getting too involved in actually how we do the worship and not looking at Jesus. So I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. Actually, it's about being a bit more. You search much deeper within through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. It's all about you, Jesus. And that was a refocusing. And for folk who were at Highkirk Hall this lunchtime, Scott was speaking about that kind of thing as well. Is that as we look at what the house of God is, a house of prayer, a house of purity, a house of praise, and we make it an awful lot more complicated than it really is. But actually, we focus and should focus on Jesus and who he is and what he has done for us. And later on, we're going to think about why did Jesus die. Let's just take a moment in prayer again. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, tortured on the cross, broken in body, mind, and soul. You know what it means to suffer. And so we pray today for the broken people of our world, all those who experienced something of your pain. We pray for the broken in body, those who are injured in accidents, maimed in war, disabled by disease. We pray for those who are broken in heart, someone whose loved one has died, someone who's in mourning, somebody who's seen a relationship break. Heavenly Fathers, we pray for the broken in mind, those who are tormented by fears, wrestling with depression, those who are suffering from mental breakdown. We pray for those who are broken in spirit, those whose dreams have been destroyed, whose love has been betrayed, and for those whose faith has been crushed. And Father, we ask that you would reach out in love, that you would touch them. They would know that you're healing, the warmth of what it is you have for them. And as we pray for those who are seated on our left or our right, who are in front of us, behind us, those who are seated above us or below us. Lord, we don't know where each other's brokenness lies, what it actually means, how each one of us are dealing with some issue around brokenness. And so as we pray tonight, we pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, who's present with us now, that enters each one of us, body, mind, and spirit, and heals us of all that harms us. Lord Jesus Christ, you came to make us whole, to mend broken lives, to restore broken people, to reconcile us with the Father. Reach out in love, Lord. Touch with your healing touch. Make us whole. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Let's rise to sing, "The Lord's My Shepherd, I Will Trust in you alone. Let's pray. Father, we turn to you. I ask you now for the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus by your Spirit to rest upon every mind in this place, in order that the perception of what I say will be heard, received, applied as you intend. Cleanse my tongue that I will be your transparent instrument to say everything that needs to be said, nothing that doesn't need to be said. I pray that I will be very, very clear and that this will bring great honour and glory to your name, and I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So just thinking tonight about why Christ had to die, I just starts to think about a process and what God was doing. In Romans 5, Paul starts to look at the blessings of justification and that's something that he introduced in chapter 4, justification. So the whole idea of this, that justification is God's declaration that the believing sinner is righteous in Christ. Okay, so justification comes from God. It's his declaration that those who believe, and the starting point is a believing sinner is righteous, is made righteous in Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ has done. It's a righteousness which we cannot earn, and it's a righteousness that we don't have, but God, through Jesus, gives us this. It's a gift from God. And that righteousness then starts to work through our lives. When we see how we speak with one another, how we act together, how we begin to look at the world through Christ's eyes, then that's that we see that righteousness worked out in and through our lives by the Holy Spirit. That's then sanctification. So the justification is our standing before God, and our sanctification is our state here on earth before others. So with that justification, we have blessings. And these verses from Romans start to speak these out. This then is why Christ had to die, because without his death and resurrection, we would not have these things. We have peace. There was a time, Paul says there in verse 10, there was a time when we were enemies. Enemies of God. Enemies of God because of the fall, because of what happened with Adam and Eve. But now through Jesus, we have made peace with God. That means that our problem with sin has been settled by the blood of Christ. So everything that happened on the cross, Jesus took the burden of our sins and our broken relationship with God, dying for us, brought forgiveness and a new relationship with the Father. We have access to God. Before our salvation, we stood in Adam and we were condemned. But now in Christ, we have a perfect standing before God. And in that perfect standing, we can enter into his presence. From Hebrews chapter 10 at verse 19. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let's consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another all the more, and all the more as you see the day approaching. That access before God, we have that chance to be together, to work together, not just about good deeds, but actually sharing God's love with his people. So we have peace, we have an access to God, and we have hope. We boast in the hope of the glory of God. We cannot boast in good works that bring salvation, but we can boast in the wonderful salvation God has given us in Christ. So we cannot boast that good works saves us or brings us salvation. But actually what we can do is boast that through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we can be saved. We can receive salvation. We have that hope. The hope there that we can turn to Christ and be reconciled. You know, and that then brings us on to a daily confidence. Having a confidence, we boast in testings as well. Here's the reality is that it's something I've shared before, that when I first became Christian, I thought that was that. Life was solved. Everything was fine. I wouldn't have times of suffering. I wouldn't have times of difficulty because Jesus was with me. But actually, what it does mean is that, yes, Jesus is with me, and I can be in him and he is in I, and I can look at the world and I can go forward in that world. And knowing that actually in these times of difficulty, these times of suffering, it's going to add character to me. He's going to, we spoke a few weeks ago about Jesus being the vine, and that on the vine that sometimes some of the good fruit has to be cut so that better fruit can grow. And that's saying that testing plus Christ equals patience. Patience plus Christ equals character. And sort of experience, and experience plus Christ equals hope. So all these things come together and work together, but as a blessing as we look forward in our own lives. And you know, what we're told as well is that one of these blessings of justification is we can actually experience the love of God. Why did Christ have to die? Well, when we look at the cross, when we understand the cross, when we understand what it was that Jesus did, and we look through this week, then we begin to realize that Jesus just wasn't punished because he was saying things that made people unhappy. He went to the cross to deal with each one of us, for each one of us, to take the curse from Deuteronomy, which is all about the curse of someone who's hung from a tree. So he took that cross and has moved us into blessings. He took our sins, and through his shed blood and broken body, he brought us forgiveness. In his death and his resurrection, he dealt with death and brought us a victory over death. So he brings us salvation. We are saved by Christ's death. And we are also saved by his life through the resurrection. We are reconciled. And that for me is what Scripture is about, is that story of Adam and Eve breaking that covenant with God. And then the rest of Scripture showing how God tries to reconcile his people back to him. He tries to bring them back. And Jesus is that one, once and for all sacrifice that reconciles us with the Father. And that's how we then can experience the love of God in our lives. Jesus is the atonement for our sin. And he's the one that brings us eternal life and freedom in him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you, we thank you that you sacrificed your Son because you loved the world so much. We thank you, Lord, that that sacrifice, that death and resurrection was so that all who believed would have eternal life but would not perish. We thank you, Lord, that as we worship you tonight, we can rejoice in that reconciliation. We can rejoice for we are redeemed. We can rejoice for you have made us new again in Christ. Lord, as we worship and as we pray, Lord, that you would enable us to live those new lives, redeemed, pure, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And we close by singing together, I will sing the wondrous story. Thank you. going out to love and to serve the Lord who loves you first. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and remain with each one of you now and until Jesus comes again, and then forevermore. Amen.